Next case. Case number 10,490. Special use exception for a commercial dog kennel and a variance from a setback requirement for a kennel. Very emotionally charged.
Yeah.
Case.
I think the variance was unnecessary though, wasn't it?
Yeah, variance is unnecessary.
Just a special use exception.
Just a special use exception for the dog kennel.
You know, it was a very emotional on both.
It was.
But on both parts, I think.
Yep.
I mean, I can sympathize with the guy, you know, he's got his dogs and all, but he had dogs after the neighbors had got there, and the one poor guy, he's got a, he built a, added on to his house to try to block the noise. Now he can't enjoy his pool. That's bad.
That's true.
I'm not sure I'd be that happy about it. And the question is, does it affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties? And I would have to say what does. Yeah. The testimony I heard.
I heard too many more that were in it clearer.
Do any of that?
I don't think, when you talk about special use exceptions, I don't think I've heard too many cases that are in it clearer as far as affecting use.
Affecting use of the paper?
Affecting adjacent neighboring property.
Oh.
I sympathize with people and their pets. I also believe that you can be reasonable.
Right.
Ten pets in the house, I don't know whether that's reasonable or not.
Well, we heard testimony that there was only two and then four. And no more than four when those people, when you know, other neighbors were there.
Mm-hmm.
So they built. But then the guy had six more.
So he's got six too many, now four, right?
Yeah.
So you got, if that's what you're saying then.
Right, and those additional six came after all the people in opposition built their homes. Right?
No, that's where I got. I don't know that though. For
yeah, time. Yeah, he said that.
They all came after it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And kept saying I didn't know I couldn't do it, but all he had to do was call the zoning office, and they'd have told him.
Right.
He called everybody but the right people. Didn't make any sense.
That's amazing. The state doesn't know that.
The what?
They said he called the SPCA. And
they don't. They need to know it, but they don't.
There's a lot of offices that have a problem.
That's going to change because the county's now taking over dog. Patrols.
Yeah, it's
going to be passed on
to the
County Board of Adjustment, I think.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.
Johnny Mills, the dog boy.
Yeah, here you go, right here.
And put this Chief Zoning Inspector charge
Dean,
that. Implement
yeah.
that. Oh,
Dean Johnson
don't tell him
sworn.
We sent that.
That was, yeah, that Dean Johnson was sworn to testify the applicant state lives next north of the applicant. Applicant started with only two dogs. He now has 10.
His kid got cornered.
And he talked with the applicant, suggested bark collars. Then he constructed an addition for privacy from the dogs. And he's called animal control. One of the dogs got loose, cornered a kid. I was glad to hear that he wasn't just going over there and swinging at the dogs for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Can't say I would have acted any differently.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know if he had any reason to lie. And if, you know, this summer they were entertaining around their pool, and when the dogs were let loose in the neighbor's yard, they were yelling so loud that they couldn't carry on a conversation and had to go inside. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
And so,
how many times did that since they've been there? That happened though. See, one time. That's the only time he said just this summer. You know, and they've been there what three? He's had on there 3 or 4 years.
I would think one time.
No, yeah, but no. I mean,
yeah,
the way
I would think
I'm saying,
time,
I was trying
one
to,
time alone would be enough that it adversely affects the use of my property.
I mean, of course, right down the road, about 3/4 mile down, a mile, they got another one. So they got a kennel right down the road.
Commercial kennel.
Yeah.
That's been approved.
Yeah, that's been approved. Is that am I correct?
understand.
Huh? About a mile down the road, three quarters mile. What I've seen, it would look like me, it was. They got the runs and the fence and the gates and stuff. I'm assuming it is. Mm-hmm.
Next, neighbors next door and all?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what's tough.
They must have silencers on the dogs.
Be like that poor lady down in Trap Home that time. Was going to take the dogs with the horse boxes out. Remember, she had all them we did. We you know, she kept her. We put the stipulations. I remember the elder lady. Man, that's what I'm afraid of. That's a rough.
Could you imagine you couldn't even talk?
Oh, no. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, I
went more than mine. Okay, I mean, you know, I agree with both of them, but.
I can sympathize, you know, with people, you know, it's not me, but I know there are people that consider their pets like their own children. And that's, you know, I got nothing against that. But if I want to sit and enjoy my property, and I can't because of noise, I mean, it would be no different than neighbor cranking up the stereo or whatever, louder crap. You know, you call the police and they take care of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one.
And the reason that the ordinance is the state's, you know, four, maximum of four, so.
Yeah, we still got four barking.
In my opinion, you know, I think it adversely affects the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So I'd make a motion that we deny case number 10,490.
You have stipulations, they got time to get rid of them, or they just call back and got to get rid of them? That'd be the only thing, because if we do that, do they have to get rid of them right away?
Oh, they lost their appeal.
Yeah.
Unless they appeal it.
Well, what do you think is sufficient time?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just, no, if it is, we'll make, no.
6 months?
Make a motion, huh?
6 months?
A
year?
I don't know. I mean, you don't have anything.
Several weeks before they would get to finding a facts of their decision to deny, and then they've got 30 days to appeal. So they basically have a couple months anyway.
Oh, okay.
They put on notice right away. But then they might, if they file their appeal, then it'll stay until there's action taken by the court.
All right, I see.
Could be quite a while once it gets on schedule for court. What do you think, Rick? If it got appealed to court, how long would it take?
Before the appeal gets finished?
To get a decision.
It's definitely at least a year.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, that's good then, all right. I mean, I didn't know if we, you know, we denied, then tomorrow morning, you know, they got to get rid of them or something.
We have to wait for the findings.
Fine, okay.
That's just your policy, though, not to act while there's an appeal pending. There's nothing really preventing it, but.
That's been the council's policy for years. So.
For what?
I feel it does affect adversely uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Okay, we've got a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second to that motion?
No.
Second.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,490. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. General?
Question. There's a case you discussed on, which one was it?
The 10,498.
Ehrman. There was a motion and there was no action on that motion. Was there another motion? I missed it.
No, it was no second motion. I called for a second three times. It wasn't, so I just.
So it's just deferred to the next meeting?
It'd just be.
It's automatically tabled.
Just automatically.
That's what
table.
I figured. I just wasn't sure what you did.
Yeah, be on the table or on the next meeting.
I just didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure, I guess it wasn't speaking loud enough.
That was my good ear, too.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I just missed it, too.
That's fine. Yeah, just table it to the next regular meeting. Okay. If there's nothing else, we're open for adjournment.
So move.
All those in favor? All right.
Yeah.
All opposed? Brent wants to stay.